Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Money is a very touchy subject for most people, even when it concerns husbands and wives. Many marriages lack financial unity. 96% of all Americans will retire dependent on the government, family, or charity. Now, no married couple would ever plan their retirement that way. But unless they agree to financial unity, it very well may be their plight. Psalms 133:1 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." That goes for husbands and wives as well. In our first year of marriage, my wife and I lived in a two-story house but couldn't afford a phone. Now, I worked for a company that sold an early version of the car telephone, and my car was equipped with a demonstration model that would blow the horn when a call came in. Laying in our upstairs bedroom, we would hear the horn blow, run down two flights of stairs, unlock the door, answer the phone, and try and hide the fact that we were completely out of breath from running so fast. Then one day, I heard an ad for a timeshare resort stating that if you would simply take a tour, they would give you a free phone. I said, "This is great, honey. We can save money and get us a free phone." But my wife didn't want to go. She wasn't feeling well, and we were definitely not in unity on this one. Well, I kept after her until she agreed to go if I promised to get her out of there in no less than 2 hours. On our tour, not wanting to look like we were just out to get a free phone, I whispered to the salesman that I was totally in favor of buying if we can just convince my wife. 1 hour led to two and then three. Finally, sitting in the closing room with my wife kicking me under the table, the salesman said, "You know, with $800 down, we can finance this deal." And my wife said, "Oh, really? Well, I'd go for that." Well, I burst out laughing, and the guy thought I was happy. I said, "You've got to excuse us for a minute," and out to the hall we went. "Have you lost your mind?" I asked. "I told you to get me out of here," she said. "Now take me home." Well, I did my best to explain to the salesman that we were not in financial unity and asked for our free phone. "No," he said, realizing our plan, "you can't have a phone." I learned that day that financial unity was more valuable than a house telephone. I also learned that when my wife says 2 hours, she really means 2 hours. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters and a free copy of our budget guide, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.